Are you living life, or is life living you? The answer lies in the divine love, healing, and wisdom within you. Welcome to Triple L, the Live, Love, Lotus Show, your podcast to help you consciously create your most incredible life. I'm T. Lotus, Minister of Spiritual Metaphysics, Energy Healer, Master Lenormand Reader, and your host. I've learned how to tap into the power within myself to transform my life, and my divine mission is to help you do the same. Join me every first and third Friday of the month at 12 p.m. Pacific Time as we explore the wonder that is the magnificence of your power and your light. We'll talk about how to deepen your spiritual wellness and work with universal energy to heal and align mind, body, and soul. And I'll help you to connect to the answers you seek with spiritual Lenormand readings to guide you along your sacred path. It's time to tap into your magnificence. Are you ready to vibrate higher? Get ready to live, love, Lotus. Let's go. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Triple L. Happy Friday. I hope everyone is doing well, and thank you for joining me today. We have a beautiful show. I have some very special guests, but before I introduce them, I want to say hello to the VIP audience. And if you're watching on the Transformation Talk Facebook page, thank you for tuning in. This is going to be a beautiful show. We're going to talk about honoring our healing journey. And to help me talk about honoring our healing journey are my very, very special friends. We are a group of mental health professionals, life coaches, doctors, and best-selling authors that have come together. And we are Trauma Team 6. And I'm going to introduce every one of you guys, but welcome to Triple L. I am so excited to have all of you here. So let me introduce my friends. We have Kate Vrstak. She's a transformational healer and consultant and founder of Sacred Roots in Ontario, Canada. And she is the author of the international bestseller, Ignite Possibilities. Next, we have Dr. Yasmeen Saad, founder and CEO of Madison Park Psychological Services in New York City. And she too is an author of the international bestseller, Ignite Possibilities. Next, we have Derek Hart. He is, now Derek, you just told me what it was. Could you tell me one more time?
The couples rebuilder.
He is the couples rebuilder. I absolutely love that. He is the founder and CEO of Understand Each Other. And we have Janet Philbin. She is a licensed clinical social worker, certified hypnotherapist, master energy healer, certified conscious parenting coach, and the author of the book, Show Up for Yourself, A Guide to Inner Awareness and Growth. And now our team is Trauma Team 6. And as you can see, there are five of us here. Our sixth member is Guy Fort. He is a mindset coach and actor and another author of Ignite Possibilities. We miss you, Guy. We love you guys. Guy, welcome everyone to the show. I hope I got everyone in. I hope I did you good, did you proud. So we are on hiatus. Now, what Trauma Team 6 is, Kate, this was her brainchild. She brought us together. And Kate, I wanted you, could you touch on a little bit how Trauma Team 6 came to be?
Yes, thank you very much, T. Lotus. I desired to have a team approach to help individuals from all backgrounds heal from trauma And I knew I couldn't do it alone. I know we're stronger together as a team, and we all have diversified backgrounds and can really reach out to a lot more, you know, individuals that have like Derek with couples and myself with trauma. But Dr. Saad has a lot of diversity and background of training, and so does Janet and yourself. So I know we're stronger together. And I just proposed it to the group that anybody interested in reaching out to help others overcome any adversity or trauma or just anything that they're stuck in life with, that we could have a dynamic team that could approach this. And then we went on Clubhouse and have been doing phenomenal on Clubhouse because of that.
So we host a, like I started with, we're on hiatus because it's the summer. And so we took a little break, but for a good 3 months straight, we host a weekly room on Clubhouse. It's a safe space that was created for anyone to come and, share their trauma and receive support, not just from us as professionals, but from everyone. We are all supportive of each other. People come on stage and they share what's on their hearts. And, you know, my colleagues and I, we give our perspective, we give tips, we give resources, but most of all, we hold space. We hold space, and it's become a beautiful, beautiful room. And Derek, you named us Trauma Team Six. Could you tell us how you came up with that? Because I thought it was brilliant. And as you can see, we rolling with it six months later. How did you come up with that name?
Well, there were six of us. And one of my hobbies is reading and watching things about the military. So I'm a big SEAL Team Six fan. So that's just directly where it came from. It's like, let's go in there powerfully. And I wonder how many people actually think of that name when they hear Trauma Team Six. That probably came from SEAL Team Six. Maybe maybe people think of it, but that's how I got it.
Yes, but it fits. This has become this has become such a beautiful collaboration. I love each and every one of you. We are spiritually connected, and we also are connected. The common denominator within all of our missions is to help people vibrate higher out of their trauma, out of their low vibration. What I want to say is that Trauma Team Six and hosting the room has been my first opportunity to turn my pain, the trauma of losing my son, into purpose. I was nervous. I'm going to let y'all know I was nervous the first time around. Now when I speak, it's like, okay, when's she going to stop? But it has been, and that is how I honor my healing journey, is by like this podcast, by doing the Trauma Team Six rooms. And in doing that, I radiate Carrie's light, and I live in my truth and live my mission. And that is one way that I honor my healing journey. So I want to go to each and every one of you. And I want to ask you, what are some ways that you can get some tips, some resources, maybe a personal experience of how you honor your healing journey? Or maybe even if you can think of a client or a special case or something. But I'm going to start with Yasmeen. And Yasmeen, Dr. Saad, Yasmeen, could you tell a little bit more about yourself, and then tell us what you tell us, share about what you feel are ways that we can honor our healing journey?
Sure. Well, first of all, thank you for bringing us together on the Live Lotus Show. I love it. So I'm Dr. Yasmeen, or Dr. Saad, or Yasmeen, whichever way you want to call me. And I'm a top 3 New York City psychologist. And the reason for my success, I believe, is that I tailor treatment to be the most effective for the person coming. Because we are all unique, and we all need a holistic, integrative way of healing oneself. So what I do body, mind, and spirit, meaning the essence of who you are work. So people come to my practice and I see a bit who they are, what are they going through, and what they need, and I do a care package for them. So in the same way, you know, the way I take care of myself is I have a body, mind, spirit practice, which I every day I tune in to my thoughts, I check in with myself, and I try to bring awareness. What am I thinking? What is the purpose of that thought? What is it here to try to teach me? And what can I do with it? And so if it's a negative thought, I believe it stems from a negative emotion. And what is that emotion? Have I absorbed something? Is it, what is it here to teach me? And I try to rebalance myself by looking at what is the purpose of that thought? What is it there for me? And from there, I can get the purpose of it and let it go. And I do the same thing in my body. I try to look, how is my body feeling right now? And I go through different parts and I try to relax and I try to do a lot of things for my body. The biggest thing that I do is I practice an energy practice called Qigong. And
love Qigong. So beautiful.
So helpful. So Qi means energy, Gong is movement, and it stems from traditional Chinese medicine. And so the idea is to rebalance yourself at an energy level. And so for me, if I didn't have Qigong, I could never build what I've built with my group practice, with myself. Like, I go deeper and deeper and deeper. So my best self-healing is Qigong, and I do recommend it. Now, it's not for the faint of heart because you're dealing with energy. So you want to, you know, be conscious, respectful of what you're doing. But I would recommend it because it heals body, mind, and gets you to know yourself in such a deep way that you can manifest your gifts.
So that absolutely would be beautiful. Thank you so much, Yasmin. Yes, I love Qigong. I was taking classes for about a month, and you're right, it's not for the faint of heart. But I did get connected with inner peace. It really opened the door to me really connecting with my healing. At that point, it was, you know, a different situation that was traumatic back then. So I love that. Thank you so much for your suggestion. Janet, I'm going to go to you because a lot of times we will, you know, go through a trauma or not even like a serious, I want to say, like it could be something that's a challenge. You know what I'm saying? It doesn't have to be the loss of a person like what happened with me or, it, you know, because we grieve all kinds of ways and for all kinds of things. So when you are, how do you honor your pain and your healing journey when that pain, whatever it is, whether it's from a loss, whether it's from just a difficult situation, is so heavy? Tell us a little more about yourself and what would you do or what would you suggest?
Oh, thank you so much, T. Lotus. I'm so happy to be here. I love being with everybody. Self-compassion is my answer to your question. So we all go through hard things in our life. All of our traumas are different. No one can define what trauma is for you because it is unique. It is individual. Mm-hmm. And so in order to heal, we have to, A, be patient with ourselves, and we have to be compassionate with ourselves. We have to have self-understanding. And finally, we have to have forgiveness. And when we do all of that, we can come to love. Because in the end, we have to love ourselves, right? And it's not about being in love. It's self-love, like Qigong or other healing practices or meditation or exercise or reading or taking a nap every day, whatever it is. Because how we cope with trauma now is informed with what happened in the past. So when I work with people through transformational hypnosis and hypnotherapy, I like to bring people back to the origins of the emotional wound, of the trauma, not to relive it, that would be re-traumatizing, but to look at and to learn and to heal that younger self so that we can heal those parts, put new coping skills in place, and then we bring what we learned forward and we apply it in the now. So then you get to function, do better, cope better, relate better each and every day in all your relationships. And life is hard. Look, I still struggle with thoughts and things every day, just like Dr. Yasmin was saying. And yeah, all of us, we're human, anxiety is there, fear is there.
Yes.
And traumas come up every day, but we have to tune in, just like Dr. Yasmin was saying, and know ourselves. Wow, what's coming up for me? Gee, I'm feeling that in my stomach, in my heart. How can I unravel that? How can I understand that better? And when we understand healing, I believe, is a lifelong process, and we're always on that journey, and we heal in layers, then we get there. Because then each and every day, moment by moment, sometimes second by second, we can do better just by staying present and mindful in this moment. So that's what I try my best to do, is to stay present in the moment. And what is this here to teach me? It's here for me. So I don't want to take up more time.
No, it's absolutely beautiful. I'm just, you know, we're just this is just the introduction. I would love for all of you to come back, you know, individually and also together, and we can expand on these things. But I just want people to get a taste of what Trauma Team 6 is all about. Just a little taste. Derek, I'm going to go to you because you work with couples. You work with relationships that relationship has suffered trauma or is suffering trauma, right? So, you know, and in that situation, you are co-creating with someone, you know, so, I love that you have that perspective. And I could you please touch on honoring how do you honor the healing journey when it's, you know, because you're in the business of transforming, fixing, and rebuilding relationships. Right. And, you know, what if it gets to the point where that relationship needs to go, like we need to detach, and how do we know? So touch on that for me, Derek. Tell us.
Yeah, in 30 seconds or less, no problem.
No, we have about 10 minutes, so you can talk a little bit.
Oh man, so a couple enters the room behind me, and usually what they know is they're hurting and they're disconnected, and it's felt awful for a really long time. And what they don't know is how to solve it, no matter what they do. Everything they try, every communication, saying again what's bothering them, hashing out their problems, is all the least effective things that actually can bring a couple back together. So I'll hear their struggle for a few minutes, and there are some patterns that are related to attachment theory, which has kind of become a buzzword the last 5 to 7 years. You know, attachment theory, people have kind of heard about it. So how do I take a couple that's hurting and get them to reconnect? And everybody has some kind of an idea of romantic love and what it means. And most people have had some kind of experience in romantic love. So what I have to do is hold two people's realities at the same time as much as I can and feel their realities and have them come into contact with their selves.
So it all goes back to the individual, mm-hmm. right?
Mm-hmm. And how do I get across to you that I'm hurting about something you did so you'll hear it and care? How do I do that? Okay, I need to learn how to do something that I skip often. When I'm in distress, I need to reveal deeply what I'm hurting about with my emotion connected to it and transmit that to you vulnerably.
I keep wanting to point to throat chakra. It's all about your throat chakra and your heart chakra. They're connected here. So you're speaking from your heart. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people have difficulty doing that. Trust me, I know I was married for 20 years.
Yep.
And, you know, so that I think the work that you do is absolutely amazing. Thank and you. Like I said before, each one of you are going to be back on this show.
Right.
To, you know, so we can talk about your work individually. We have about, let's see, 7 minutes left. So I want to get to Kate. But no, check this out. We, you know, because before I go to Kate, VIP audience, in case we run out of time, we are going to have an amazing after show. So you will see at the end of this live stream a button to take you to the VIP after show, the very important Powerful Manifestor VIP experience after show. Click that button when you see it, and it will take you to the after show, and we are going to continue this conversation. So I just want to let you know that we'll have more room to breathe and to really expand.
Right.
But I want to go to Kate. Kate, kind of tell us a little bit more about what you do and ways that we can honor our healing journey, or anything you want to share about honoring your healing journey.
Thank you again, T. Lotus, for this great opportunity. What I do is I specialize working with people that are in transition of transforming their life from non-speaking to, like you said, using their voice in not only relationships, but also if they're in the phase of leaving or having left a relationship or wanting to enhance the relationship based on communication. But what is keeping them stuck and preventing that is being able to release that inner child wound, because they've disconnected from their inner child and they're hindering their relationship because they're not able to have that bond. So they're seeking love in all the wrong places. So what I do is I help them with neuro-linguistic programming reach that cellular block that's in their energy field that's preventing them from staying in that woundedness. And I really want to bring them into that triumph over tragedy or triumph over trauma and make them more empowered and, well, help them. I'm just the facilitator. They're in the driver's seat, of course. They're guiding their whole process. So it's an unveiling of layer after layer, because we are multi-layered. And like Janet said, and Dr. Yasmin and Derek, that it is not a destination, it's a journey. And it's a lifelong journey. We're in this journey to learn together, and it's a process of percolation, basically, to see how we can truly find...
Okay, hold that thought, because I got the two-minute warning. Hold that thought. We're going to continue this, so VIP, please click that button. And I just want to tell you guys, we have some free downloads. If you go to the Transformation Talk Radio website, go to the Live Love Lotus page, and there are downloads, gifts, from the members of Trauma Team 6. We're going to talk more about that in the after show. Thank you guys so much. Please come back, you guys. Please come back. We're going to expand on this more. And I hope that you have heard something that resonates with you. So thank you so much for tuning in. Stay tuned for The Shift with Diane McClay and Trish Campbell. And have a wonderful rest of your weekend. Peace, love, and light.
Thanks for listening to Triple L, the Live Love Lotus Show. This podcast is produced by KSMG and Transformation Talk Radio and is supported by our amazing listeners. If you enjoyed this episode, head on over to thesacredpath11.com/podcast for bonus content and to join our amazing online community. Until next time, I'm T. Lotus. Peace, love, and light.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.